Well, we are seeing a lot of red-orange landscapes here recently as NASA's Curiosity rover beams back its first photos of the rugged Martian scenery. But Mars' bloody tinge is actually visible even from millions of miles away, and long before high-tech space rovers were even thought of, the planet was still known for its main distinguishing feature. As it got strapped with the name of the Roman god of war, the Egyptians called it Hardashir, meaning the red one, while ancient Chinese astronomers went with the fire star. But have you ever wondered why the red planet is, well, red? Well, without getting too technical, the simple explanation is that Mars' surface material contains lots of iron oxide, the same compound that gives blood and rust their hue. But like most things, that answer spurs yet another question. Why does Mars have so much iron? Well, according to scientists, it all started 4.5 billion years ago. When the solar system formed, many of the planets landed a dose of iron. Forged in the heart of the long-dead stars, the heavy elements swirled around in the cloud of gas and dust that gravitationally collapsed to form the sun and planets. Whereas the bulk of Earth's iron sank to its core when the planet was young and molten, NASA scientists think Mars' smaller size and weaker gravity allowed it to remain less differentiated. It does also have an iron core, but abundant iron also exists in its upper layers, creating that red look. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.